The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and 'Whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Of old it was said to you, "You shall not kill." But what I say to you is, whoever grows angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Let's take a quick little look at anger today, shall we? Because I know it's a great problem for many, many people. Okay. Satan wants you to lose your temper. God wants you to use your temper. And you can, if you let his grace transform it. A powerful rushing river can be a destructive force. It can destroy a village. It can cause flooding. Or it could power a hydroelectric plant, if you channel it properly. Look at what God did to the anger of St. Paul, just for example. He went from being a bold persecutor of the church to a bold proclaimer of the word. Transforming St. Paul, transforming his anger, he can do the exact same thing to you and to me. I'll tell you where I get this idea. It comes from St. Gregory of Nyssa, one of the Cappadocian fathers, doctor of the church, one of the greatest, most foundational teachers in all of our tradition. And he said that anger is nothing more than twisted courage, in the exact same way that lust is nothing more than twisted love. If one person struggles mightily with lust, it's actually an indication of a tremendous capacity to love. And if someone struggles mightily with anger, it shows that God has given them the potential for great courage in the face of evil. And that is what God's grace can do to our faults. Let's first take a look at what anger is, or rather, just to remind you, because I know I've said this before. Anger, St. Thomas Aquinas is the one who tells us this, anger is the irascible appetite that results when something impedes a good thing you're trying to achieve. You want to know what anger is? Think of anger as a Jersey barricade on the highway to justice. Okay, that's anger. Now, sometimes, when the good thing that you're trying to achieve is greatly, greatly good, anger is a virtue. Nothing wrong with it at all. Think about it as the proper response that a parent might have when their child is being threatened, or that a friend might have when the life of their friend is being threatened, or that Christ our Lord might have when he wove a bullwhip out of cords, drove the money changers out of the temple, which was the house of his father. It's not always a bad thing. It's just that it usually is, okay? Most of the time, that doesn't describe us. Rather, the good that we're trying to achieve is minuscule compared to the irascible appetite, that is, the anger that we feel when something gets in the way. So we scream when we should speak. We rush to judgment when we really should seek dialogue. We make accusations when we really should be doing some listening. It's what happens when your passions are greatly, so much greater than your reason, which is the recipe for every sin. Okay, so what do we do about it? Well, we take heart and recognize that as we persevere on the road to holiness, God can transform into a virtue even those things which in the present are some of our worst faults. Teach us to do the truth in love, to respond rather than to react, to pause, to listen, to forgive. Such is the power of God's grace. This is part of our motive every time we receive the Eucharist, part of our motive to make a good confession and regularly, part of our motive to have an active and a vibrant prayer life. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, even by these very things that you struggle and suffer with. Some of the greatest saints in history struggled mightily with anger. I can think about Saint Jerome, for example, or Saint Ignatius of Loyola, or the saint whose feast day we celebrate today, Saint Polycarp. He was known for his boldness that enabled him to suffer martyrdom at the age of 87, preaching the gospel as he was burned at the stake. Okay, we're talking about the age of the giants. But courage and boldness in the face of evil like that, that's what happens when a vice is transformed by God's grace. He can do it, even with your anger. Don't lose heart. A change of heart is what Lent is all about, that your righteousness might surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, and that you might become who you were created to be. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us do that today. Saint Polycarp, pray for us.